every pitch.
Swing and a miss. Oh, yeah. With swing and a miss, he strikes out. That's the first career strikeout for Andrew Vaughn.
Every trade.
You look at it under the hood with some of the stuff for Joey Ortiz.
There's a reason why I just can't quit him.
The bat speed is great. He does have very good plate discipline. He plays gold glove caliber defense.
Every moment that swings the game. With Brewers insider Dominic Catronio on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
He is the smartest baseball guy we know, that's for sure. Dom, host of Brewers Extra Inning, and a lot of other baseball-related content is with us. Dom, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
So you probably heard in the sports there, and I know you've been reading like everybody else about the possibility of Skubal coming to the Brewers. Kind of handicap this for us and take us inside that conversation. He'd be a rental, not here for very long, obviously top tier. Take us inside the Skubal situation and the likelihood this could happen.
Yeah, the thought is the easiest comp obviously is CC Sabathia in 2008. You know, this is a quick summer fling, right? This is, hey, you're here, going to help us win, hopefully take it all the way to the World Series, unlike that team in 2008. But just to sort of say, we have a need, we have the prospects to do so, we're never going to be able to afford you on the open market. And Tarek Skubal is somebody that changes an entire team. I know he's just a starting pitcher, but he has plenty of postseason experience. He gets swings and misses. And, you know, something I'm talking about in tonight's Brewers Weekly is the fact that the Brewers very quietly, as much as we, you know, were frustrated about how the series went last year against the Dodgers, they did a pretty good job pitching against them. And you can argue, you know, a little bit more pitching in that Cubs series means that that was a sweep, right? So I think that if your three is Mizorowski, Skubal, and Harrison, that's going to be the best trio heading into the postseason if they're able to do it. Now, of course, there are other teams that want Skubal services as well. I think that the Brewers have to align themselves with how far out of our comfort zone do we really want to go? You have to break an egg to make an omelet. You have to give up one of these prize prospects to get this guy. And is he going to put you over the edge? In my opinion, yes, he makes his team a World Series contender.
Can we talk about yesterday's game?
No, I don't want to. Do we have to? I mean,
I had the MLB app.
Yeah, it's gone.
Exactly. I had to press clear on my thing, Dom. It kept on showing the score at the end of the game. Jeez. It just kept going up and
what
up.
Score? I don't know what you're talking about.
Was there a game yesterday?
Down and down. What the heck happened?
I mean, what?
Huh?
They scored more runs than us. I mean, not fun.
Just a few.
It was not fun. I mean, I think the Brewers did a couple of things in that game. Number one, they called up a AAA arm because they wanted to give everybody else a little bit more time, you know, given they're about to start tomorrow. They start another long stretch here, you know, heading into the first half, you know, into the All-Star break. They were playing 18 games in 17 days. Well, now, starting tomorrow, they start 17 games in 17 days, and it ends going to L.A. to take on the Dodgers with four in a row. So you've got to make sure that you're healthy and good to go by the end of this stretch, because this is it. Like, this is one of the hardest stretches of the season on the way. Once you get past the Angels, really each of the next, I believe, seven series are against teams that are currently in playoff contention. So put the hay in the barn, get things done. Yes, they got bludgeoned. Yes, Andrew Vaughn pitched. Flush it. Move.
All right, so Vaughn struck somebody out yesterday.
He did.
Who did he strike out? I can't remember.
Yeah, Basabe. Okay. Kid, he's kind of bounced around. You know, he's going to always have that ball now.
If you're Basabe and you're in the clubhouse afterwards and your team put up two touchdowns and 2 2-point conversions, but you get struck out by a position player, is he getting razzed? Is he getting roughed up?
100%. I think you're you know, you're feeling for the kid. I mean, he barely has any dirt on his spikes in the show right now, too. So I feel for him in that regard that here he is. He's just trying to do a little bit too much, and then he ends up striking out. And he's been up and down a lot the last couple of seasons. You know, it was only his first game at the major league level this year. He hasn't been in the big league since 2023. And, yeah, here you are. I mean, luckily, it would be awful if it was his first big league at bat and that happened. But luckily, he does have a little bit of time in the show. So I think there can be a little bit of razzing about that.
All right, check out Brewers Weekly. Check out Brewers Extra Innings. Check out Dom Catronio. He does it all. Dom, thank you so much. We always appreciate you,
Dom,
being with us.
I thought at one point you were going to go in the game.
Yeah,
that was
next.
man, it would have been 26-3 if I got in the game.
Dom, have a good rest of the week.
Cheers.